Okay, Torah tells us in Parsha Shmini that it talks a lot about dinim of tuma vitara, of when a person's considered to be tame, when a person's considered to be tahor. And Rashi tells us from the Gemara in Mesachas Rosh Hashanah, it's in the Torah's Kohanim also, that commenting on the pasuk there about tuma vitara, so the Torah tells us, Rashi elaborates that in general, there's no iser for a regular Yisrael to become tame. All year long, a person's allowed to become tame. Kohanim have an iser. Kohanim have a particular kind of an iser of tumas, of not becoming tamei tumas meis. But Rashi quotes here in Parsha Shmini that from the Gemara that even though in general there's no iser to become tamei, that chayiv adul matar atam beregel, that before the shalosh regalim a person's obligated to go and be matar themselves. That apparently when it comes to the regalim there's a bit of a higher standard, and that it's important that we be able to come and be matar ourselves. We've spoken in the past a lot about different discussions of what's called the regel, what's Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, discussions in the Otar HaGaonim there, Mesachat Rosh Hashanah. We've spoken in the past a little bit about why it's important to purify before the regel, discussion in Rambam and Shagas Aryeh, in a very beautiful insight or two from Rosenzweig, about whether it's about being able to go be Makav Karbanos or about something else. But in general, in the regalim, there seems to be this extra charge, this extra need to try to become Tahor or to become Tahor for a regel. There is a fascinating din derabbanan. It's a din derabbanan which the Babat Rebbe spoke about in this context in Parsha Shmini, which one that we referenced last year, I believe. It's a Gemara in Meseches Nida. It's a Gemara in Meseches Chagiga, where the Gemara tells as follows, that even though ordinarily Chazal said, there's an that midrabbanan amaratim, midrabbanan, a person that's not considered to be sufficiently knowledgeable, we assume that all their things are tameh. Normally, we assume that an amaratz, so we tend to assume that their items that they touch are considered to be tamei. However, the Gemara tells us that not so for the regalim. That when it comes to the regalim, so aside from our own special tivoy to mataras of a regal, at the same time, Chazal waived the status of amaratzim. That typically amaratzim were tamei. Anything they touched was considered to be tamei. But not so when it comes to. The regalim for amaratzim, they're good to go. They're what's called chaverim, that a chaver is a person who we treat with a certain amount of respect, understanding that they were machped on things. So everyone becomes a chaver when it comes to the regal. Why is that so? Why is that so? Why is it that suddenly on the regalim, Chazal waived this standard and to treat amaratzim as if now they waived the derabbanan tumah, now they're tahor? Especially in light of the fact that normally in regalim we have higher standards for Tahara. We're more makbid. So how come when it comes to the regalim, why are we waiving this? What is behind it? There's a lot of Torah here in the world of Lamdas, a lot of Torah here in Machlok between Bavli and Yerushalmi, but we're going to suggest three ideas which come out of it, each of which I think is really intriguing on their own. The first is the comment of the Maritz Chiyas. The Maritz Chiyas is there in Meseches Nida. It's one that we quoted again, I apologize, I think last year at one point. Maritz Chiyas is like this. There's two Yerushalmis. Yerushalayim is called Ir Shechubra LaYachtav. Why is it called Ir Shechubra LaYachtav? So one Yerushalmi is because in Yerushalayim, everyone's chaverim. In Yerushalayim, everyone's friends. It's a place of unity. The other Yerushalmi is Ir Shechubra LaYachtav, that when we go to Yerushalayim for Shalosh Regalim, everyone becomes a chaver. Everyone loses their tumah status. What's the relationship between these two Yerushalmis? So says the Maharshi is the following idea, that the ultimate goal or part of the goal of Shalosh Regalim, Pesach, is coming up, is for us to experience a form of unity one with another. However, it is often challenging to experience unity because if I can't eat in your house and you can't eat in my house, it is hard for us to get along. We're highlighting a variety of divisions. Therefore, Chazal said as follows, even though on some level we want to be Makbid on Tahara, and even though on some level the Chazal normally say Amaratzim, be careful, they waive that for the Regalim in order to facilitate greater Achdus. So I can eat in your house, you can eat in my house, what may ikra din is mutter, they said is mutter, to strengthen the achdus which needs to take place. And that since the regalim is a time of striving for tara, but perhaps it's also a time where we emphasize the alil regal, but the ir shechubra l'yachdav, we all become chaverim because we have to all become chaverim, we have to all become friends. Some suggest the Maritz Chiyas Chazal waived it to facilitate achdus. The Babat Rebbe, commenting on the Makar and Talmud Bavli, as opposed to Yerushalmi, it's part of a much longer sicha of the Babat Rebbe, takes it in the opposite direction in a way which is really awesome. It isn't that they waived the tumah so that we'd have achdus, but actually the opposite phenomenon. That on the Shalosh Regalim, suggests the Babat Rebbe, we come together. We're all in Yerushalayim. And you know what happens when you're all in Yerushalayim? So there's a Yisod. It's a many, many Achronim based on the comment of the Ramban al Torah and Parz Vayikra. Rav Putner has this Yisod. Rav Kook has this Yisod. There are a lot of Achronim have this Yisod. But when we come together in Yerushalayim, we become a Tzibor. And when we become a Tzibor, we stop being identified as individuals, but rather we become just part of a group. We lose our own independent identity. We become part of the Tzibor called Klal Yisrael. And Klal Yisrael as a Tzibor are always Tahor. Klal Yisrael as a Tzibor, there's a purity in Klal Yisrael that's there. Therefore, suggests the Lubavitcher Rebbe, because of that, on the Regal, when we come together, Mimela, no one has the status of an Amah Aretz. No one has that status because we're all viewed as being part of Klal Yisrael, part of the Tzibor, not as individuals. And when you're part of the Tzibor, so the Tzibor is Tahor. So no one has that status. In that sense, in a very sharp way, it isn't that Chazal got rid of the status to facilitate Achdus. It's that because there was Achdus, we lost that individual status of it. We're all together. Therefore, no one's really considered to be an Amah Aretz. But the Rebbe chops the Nafgamina based on this. What's the nafgamina that he drops? Is that bothering you? No, it's bothering you. That the Lubavitcher Rebbe drops a nafgamina based on this. The Rambam writes. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Tumas Ochlim the following. Hilchos Mitzvah Moshav. The Lubavitcher Rebbe, I think I have a nafgamina. The nafgamina that I have is the following. The Rambam writes that even though we waive this tumma on a derabbanan level, after the regel, all the stuff the Amaratzim touched actually become Tameh again. It reverts back and they become Tameh again. Why is that so? Says Lubavitcher Rebbe, because while they were part of the Tzibor, so then they lost their independent identity and it's all Tahor. But the second that they left and no longer a part of the Tzibor and the regel's over, the male, their Amaratzim again, all their stuff is considered to be Tameh again in that sense. So far we have two Mehalchim. On the regel, normally we have higher standards for Tara. But we're waiving the Dirabbanan Tumma. We're waiving Dirabbanan Tumma Amaratz. And why is that so? The Marashi is in order to facilitate Achdus. For the Rebbe, it's the result of Achdus, the result of us coming together. Reb Tzadok has a beautiful insight into this Gemara, which I think is also amazingly intriguing, where he has the following. It's in a kuntres called Kuntres Amala Shel Torah. In the end of Sefer Vayikra, of the Pri Tzadok in Vayikra, he has a kuntres called Amala Shel Torah. And Reb Tzadok there has, it's a very, very sharp insight. Says Reb Tzadok as follows. You know, we would say it. It's true that in Regel, normally we have higher standards. But the experience of Klal Yisrael coming together leads people to have more Tahara. Why? Not because, like the Rebbe said, they lose their independent identity. But rather because, it's such a beautiful, beautiful line. Says Reb Tzadok like this. Ki b'hiyosam yachad, when Klal Yisrael is together, Yisorer Nekuda Hatova Shebemamaki Lev Harisharm Leschaber Lekdusha. When you have a guy who's not that great, in general he's not so learned, the kind of person that Chazal said, anything you touch is considered to be coming. When he's in the presence of great Jews, when he's in the presence of excellent people, so when he comes in, what happens is not that he loses independent identity, but he realizes what he could be also. He realizes that he also has Kedusha within him. And that feeling of having Kedusha within him inspires him to become greater. It inspires him to become greater. And that's why the Gemara in Chagiga, that's why Shemiskavtin Yachar and Yantif, Hakol Chashuvim Chaverim, Ve'ein Nechshavim La'am Aretz. Because when they come together, they feel his Orus to get better. So on the Regalim, when the Jews are there, they get lifted up because they're in an amazing crowd. And he pointed out, that's the Gemara increases on Dav Vav also, that when it comes to the Ketores, so one of the spices, the chelbana, didn't smell that great. And Chazal and the Gemara in Krisis tells that the chelbana is a reference to the fact that they're a poshe Yisrael, they're sinners of Klal Yisrael. But when they're brought into the Ketores, they get uplifted also. They can get uplifted also. And in that sense, on Yomim Tovim, we're more makbid for our standards of Tara, Chayv Adam Latar Atzo Beregel, but at the same time, with Amaratzim sometimes, people that are normally considered to be on a lower status for Tumah, when they get inspired by being around those who are chaverim, that uplifts them in many ways. In that sense, what we saw is three very intriguing insights about a din derabanan, which seems to go against the general theme of what Rashi tells us here on Chumash. Normally on Regalim, we're more makbid. Suddenly here, we're a little bit more lax. Why? It's for the Maritchis to facilitate Achdus. We want people to come together. If I can't eat in your house, you can't eat in my house, how are we going to be able to get along? So we're willing to follow the Ikar HaDin. It's a great marmakam sometimes for managing certain questions about kashrus also, and as far as, again, within standards, but understanding that there's a value of that Yishu Chobor LaYachlev at times, and that's a factor. The second idea of Abishu Rebbe, that when you're part of a klal, when you're part of a tzibor, independent identity gets lost, and you are batel in the tzibor of klal Yisrael, and the tzibor of klal Yisrael is a tzibor of tahara. The klal Yisrael, the atmuso, is always considered to be tahor, and for a tzadok, that sometimes he elaborates on when